Shalom to all. Today's officer Shami Arlo Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting in the middle of the Amud at the beginning of the brand new Perek, and the Vilna source Daf it's on Tez Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah says Beged Shetzvay Beklipi Arla Yidalek. A garment that was dyed with peels of Arla has to be burned. Peels of Arla, as we're going to see in the Gemara, have the same exact din of Arla itself, so it's Asar Bahana, and therefore the Beged itself has to be burned because you can't benefit from it due to the fact that the dye is in the entire Beged. It is Arv Bacherim. Let's say this Beged got mixed up with other ones, and you don't know where it is. Kul and Yidalku, all of them have to be burned. Divrei Rameir, that's what Rameir says. The Gemara is going to explain that's because Rameir holds that this is considered a Davar Chashuv, and we know that Davar Chashuv is not Batal. However, Chamayim, the Cham say, Yalu Bechur Masayim, it's Batal 1 in 200. As we know, Arla fruit itself is Batal 1 in 200, so this Beged, which was dyed with Klipa Arla, also is Batal 1 in 200. I think Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah, Beged is about Klipa Arla, Yidalk Vachulu, and now we address where this din of the Mishnah comes from. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Varalta Marlasa is Piriyoi. Literally, this means you shall treat its fruit as Arla, but we have this extra Lashon. So what does it tell us? So there's machlekes. Is Tanai Tani, there are those that teach, but samach lepiryoi, that the thing which is samach, which is near the fruit or next to the fruit, that's also asur. And is Tanai Tani, there are those that teach, but oireles piryoi, it's a thing which covers over or closes up the fruit, that's what's asur. Lam gimel beis on top, we further explain this and pay attention to the girsa change. Manda amar, bis samach lepiryoi, according to Manda amar, that this pasuk is darshan that samach lepiryoi, klipin vigarin bimashma. That implies that the peels and the seeds of an arla fruit are asur bana as well, because they are samach to the pre. And Manda amar, Ireless period, according to Mandamar, that this is how we darshan, klipin mashma v'loy garinin. It's mashma only the peel and not the seed. Because again, ireless period means that which covers over, that which stops or blocks the fruit. And only the peel covers over the fruit, not the seeds. And therefore, based on this drasha, only the peels would be asur. So the question is, regarding minayin, how does this Mandamar know that the seeds are asur? Havasayach memar, we would have to say, es period, besamach le period, that tells us something which is samach next to the pri, and that would be including the seeds. Now, is the bayin ishmin renadah, that those who want to learn from here, the pasuk says, varatam or lasay period. And how do we understand this to be including both of these things? Davar shu oireles period. The pasuk is asring not only something which covers over the pri, which is the peel, but it also means upiryai arloi, that the pri itself covers this thing over, namely the seeds, because that's what the pri covers over. It covers the seeds that are inside. Now, as we mentioned, some of it's asr ba'na, we continue, just not arla related. Rabbavo says, b'shem Rablazar, kol makom shenemar loy soichal, loy soichlu, loy yoichlu. Anytime a pasuk uses such a lashon, ad toifes isra hanoya ki isra achila, you have to hold on to, grab onto, if you will, that this is asr ba'na, just like it's asr ba'achila. Even though the pasuk only uses the word achila, it means it's also asr ba'na. Until the pasuk comes along, it's mefarsh specifically that it's not asr ba'na like we have by ever menachai and nevela. And here's the source for that. Ma pir shalcha be'ever menachai. What does it say by ever menachai? Ubasar b'sad treifa lo yisoy chelu. That's referring to ever menachai. La kelav tashlichu noisoy. The pasuk says very clearly, you can throw it to a dog, which means that you're benefiting from it. And ma pir shalcha be'nevela. What does it say by nevela? Lo yisoy chelu kol nevela. Don't eat nevela. So we see it's explicitly stated in the pasuk that nevela is mutar ba'ana. And the next few words are not part of the girsa. The Gemara just clarifies, v'chima asru lekelev. Why would you think that Aver Menachai is asr for a dog? What should be the reason to say that? It must be by the fact that the pasuk tells us that it's mutter to give it to a dog, that without that, it's asr ba'ana, because the pasuk says, lo yisaychlu, don't eat it. And therefore the pasuk says, okay, you can give it to the dog. But now we're going to have a number of questions on this. V'aksev, it says in the pasuk, kol chelev shar v'chesev v'ez lo yisaychlu, you're not allowed to eat the chelev, the forbidden fats of Shar Chesav and Eiz. Do you want to say that there's Isra Hana as well with Chelev? We know the Chelev is not Asr Ba'ana. So how do we explain this? The answer is, Shanihi, it's different. Because the Pasuk says, so here we have a Pasuk in regards to Chelev, Nevela, and Trefa, that even though you're not allowed to eat it, it says, you're allowed to use it for any other Malacha, which means it's Mutar Ba'ana. And if Chelev, Nevela, and Trefa are Mutar Ba'ana, so for sure, Chelev from a kosher animal is also Mutar Ba'ana. Another question, the Pasuk says, Rak Hadam Loy Sechelu, you're not allowed to eat blood. Does that mean that there's also an Isra Hana with animal blood, not just Isra Achila? We know that there isn't. And once again, we answer, Shanihi, it's different. The Pasuk says clearly, you have to pour the blood on the ground like water. So we're comparing blood to water. Just like water is Mutar Ba'ana, so too blood is Mutar Ba'ana. Another question, the Pasuk says, therefore, the Bnei Yisrael should not eat the Gid Anoshe. And so does that mean that Gid Anoshe is Asr Ba'ana also? We know it's not. So Amar Rav Ohi answers, Kiyamti begit anasha shal nevela. We could fulfill this pasuk or could explain it based off of get anasha of nevela. The same way that we just said before, that nevela is mutter ba'na, and we know that in every nevela there's get anasha, which means that the get anasha of nevela is mutter. So that would mean that get anasha of all animals is mutter as well. Another question, the pasuk says, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel loy soichlu, that you shouldn't eat bread, toasted grain, and caramel before the carbon omer is brought. And technically that should mean it's asr ba'na, but we know that it's mutter ba'na. So Amar Rav Mari, Achud Rav Yosi, he answers, Shani, this case is different, the pasuk sets a specific time for how long it's usher for, and that means that it's a different type of isser. Chadash is not usher forever, it's only usher until the Omer, and that would mean it's a lighter type of isser, and even before the Omer is brought, it's motor ba'anah. And one last question, v'ksiv, it says in the pasuk, lo yisoichum ki sheketzim, don't eat them because they're shekets. This is referring to shratzim, and since it says don't eat them, it should be mashma that you're not allowed to benefit from them, but we know there's no isra anah of shratzim. How do we understand this? Amrav Mani answers, miyat isra hanoy shabai, there's a miyat in its isra anah. The pasuk is basically repeating itself. It says, lo yisoichum, don't eat them, ki sheketzim. And there's no reason to say ki sheketzim because it already says don't eat them. It must be that we learn from here that there's only an isra achila and not an isra anah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the exact opposite memra from Rav Avo, and we're going to explain how it's not a stira, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.